The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. It's a beautiful sunny day in Columbus, Ohio. It's the Ohio State University's commencement day at the SHU, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. Today on the show with us, in the studio actually, is Andrea the Diva Williams, and she's going to explain how we can better communicate, how you can better communicate with your dentist, as well as help yourself simply communicating better with others. So I'm going to introduce Andrea again here in a little bit after we go over our normal updates. All right, so, and you know what? I've never actually really been in the same room with a real diva before. This is pretty cool. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, now, see, I got sidetracked already. Her beautiful smile, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, is dazzling over there, and it's kind of blinding me.
See, flattery will get you everywhere.
Okay, now, like I mentioned, today is OSU's graduation, and my oldest daughter, Heather Kvitko-White, will be receiving her Doctor of Veterinary Medicine diploma today at OSU Stadium. She's going to be one of 8,162 undergrad and graduate students taking part in the OSU commencement ceremonies, which begin at 1 o'clock, where John Glenn will give the commencement speech. I'm going to be heading over there after here, and I'd like to take this time to congratulate Heather and let her know that I'm very proud of her. And I love her very much. Today's show is about communicating, and I want to communicate that to her. Wanted to communicate my feelings to her. Hopefully, she's going to go to iTunes and download this podcast, or go to our own website or the for the podcast, which is www.am1230wyts.com, to download podcasts. And that way, Heather will be able to know what my feelings towards her are even after I'm gone. Kind of a sad thought, but, you know, it's nice to be remembered. So for all of you proud parents out there, and with 8,162 people graduating, that's a lot of proud parents. It's a great day. And just remember, these are the good old days. These are the days we'll be talking about 5 or 10 years from now. I would also like to wish my wife, Carrie, a happy birthday. It's her 50th birthday again. She said she loves her 50th birthday, and so we're just going to keep repeating that one for a while. She really does, and she's great, and obviously Heather and all of our kids are a nice mixture of the two of us, but I think they get their brains from my wife, from Carrie. The other thing I want to go over, and we might sprinkle some of this through the show, but you know what, let me go ahead and give Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today, because it is poignant for our topic, and that is, according to eHealth Forum, in a survey published on January 27th of this year, what percent of people do little, if any, preparation before visiting the doctor or dentist? Now, I'm going to tell you that this poll did not mention dentist. I kind of added that in because I think they're pretty much the same. And so basically what they're saying is, how many people go to their doctor or dentist prepared with questions? Because the research has shown that you only get about 10 minutes of FaceTime with your physician. And as I think about it, I'd like to think that it's not true in my case, but I have a feeling that it probably is as well. So, your questions are welcome at 821-1230. Or you can send an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com if you don't want to be on the radio. Some people are very shy. I'm not sure why it's radio. It's like, we don't know if you're in your pajamas. We don't know if you have every other tooth. You can just call and ask a question or give us a guess. Anyway, I always like to give a brief sports update because, after all, it is Fox Sports AM 1230 now. So both the Indians and the Reds lost yesterday. Also, the Clippers lost. Joey Logano won the nationwide race at Kentucky Speedway. The crew plays Chivas USA at Crew Stadium today at 3. The NASCAR Sprint Cup race is at Michigan International Speedway at 2 p.m. I've been up to Michigan International Speedway. It's a nice place. although it rained on us. And, of course, Game 5 of the NBA Finals between the L.A. Lakers and the Orlando Magic is at 8 p.m. tonight in Orlando. And although it looks like L.A. is going to win, boy, I thought Cleveland was going to win. I guess you can never count Orlando out, so we'll just have to see. I think a lot of people are ready to crown the Lakers champs again, and you just don't know. So, and what we'll do is we'll save you all probably already know that we're hosting a golf outing to raise money for Down syndrome, and I think we'll talk about that maybe when we come back from another break, so that we can get to the topic of the day and the guest of the day and the diva of forever.
Forever.
Andrea,
shared responsibility.
Andrea, the diva, Williams, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr.
I appreciate you coming in. I think that this is a very poignant topic because right about the time that you and I started discussing this, I let you know that I was preparing and am preparing to give a lecture about communications, this very same topic, to a bunch of dentists and dental assistants in Las Vegas. And what we did at our office is a little bit of research is we played that post office or telephone game where I sent around a phrase and they whispered it into each other's ear and it came back around nine people later as something totally different than what it started.
Right.
So that really was an eye-opener for me. And we also had a situation, I'm going to share a couple of those results, I think I shared one with you off the air. I had a situation where a 23-year-old young boy, male, called at 8 o'clock the night before an appointment, said he was going to cancel, and something about his, thought his parents were going to help him pay the bill, and they decided that they couldn't after all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they couldn't, or if they just wanted him to learn to stand on his own two feet. And maybe they hadn't communicated that, huh?
Right.
But, because I'm pretty sure they could have helped him as I think about it. His dad's an attorney, his mom's a nurse, and the economy's bad, but the bill was only about $234. So, anyway, I called him back, and I said to him, I should be careful not to use names.
Right.
And I said, I'm curious why you're canceling your appointment. And he told me that story, and I said, okay, but you have cavities, and so don't let them go too long. And he said, well, I didn't know I had cavities. Now, I got to tell you, his appointment, when we scheduled this, was 2 days prior. So, memories aren't that bad.
Right.
Which means we didn't communicate.
Right.
And I said, no, they're cavities. He goes, well, I didn't have cavities. I said, well, why did you think you were coming? Why did we make this appointment?
Right.
He said, I thought I was going to get two silver caps. Now, most of us know a cap as a crown or something that covers an entire tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why he would have thought he would have needed something that major mm-hmm. when all he had was two small cavities that needed two silver fillings.
Yes.
So we talked a little bit. He said, okay, well, now that I realize I have decay, he said, I'll be there.
Okay.
And I know my office did one thing right, one, maybe only one, and that is we have an answering service so that and a pager.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone calls the office, they are told, my answering service is told to page me. Doesn't have to be an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
If someone thought it was important enough to talk to me, to communicate with me,
mm-hmm.
then I feel that it's important enough that I call them back. Right then, if I can. And I did, and we solved this issue, managed to communicate before it ever became the issue that it was heading towards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you help people better communicate.
Absolutely.
And what do you think went wrong with an appointment like that? Do you think he wasn't listening? Do you think we used words that he didn't understand? How could something like that seemingly is so simple, you have two cavities and you need two fillings, could have gotten so mixed up?
Well, it's so simple because everybody has come from a different place of learning. And so everybody is walking around with different feelings and different thoughts, and it's not just one answer. I wish I could say it's just this one thing, and that's why.
Oh, wait, I thought you were going to come in and give me all the answers. You're the diva.
Well, that's not the job of the diva.
Oh, okay.
But it's not just one answer. I wish that it was. It was probably a combination of things, a little bit of fear, a little bit of misunderstanding on his part, a little bit of not clearly stating what exactly was going to happen to him when he comes back to the appointment, or what you found, or there's a lot of things that go wrong or incorrect communication-wise when there's just an exchange between people, and it's verbally and non-verbally.
Right, which I think what you're saying is some people are visual learners.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are audio learners.
Absolutely.
What other learners, what other types are there that I should be aware of, or my, our listeners should be aware
well,
of?
Well, there is touch, but, you know, I would not
I'm not touchy-feely. I taught at the dental school for 20 years in the x-ray department in these little bitty cubicles where there would be a patient and a dental hygiene student or dental student and me, and I managed to do that for 20 years, I think, with never brushing up against anyone, because you never
right.
want that out there, that people think that you're taking advantage of a situation.
Absolutely.
I do shake people's hand, though, when I meet them, and there's a lot that can be said for that.
Yeah.
So here, reach out. I'm going to shake your hand.
Okay.
What did that tell you?
It was a firm handshake, first of all. Let me tell everyone. Firm. It said that you're confident about what you're speaking about right now,
mm-hmm.
and that you're clearly delivering a message to me that you wanted me to come into your space energy-wise.
Good.
You want me to listen to you. You want me to pay attention to you. So it was very firm.
Good. I do that to every patient on every visit. And I even had the other day somebody asked me something like, he looked funny, looked at me funny like I wanted to shake his hand, and I have to reach over under our bracket table.
Right.
He even made some little comment about why you're shaking my hand. I said, I don't know, I just like to say hello to everybody. And I think when you, the other thing I did in the office when we were playing post office, or I was having this discussion, is just without warning, I kind of was wandering around the room, without warning I took and I put my hand on the back shoulder of my associate.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say a word. I just put my hand on his shoulder. And I continued with the discussion that I had started. And then after I had finished that, I stopped my discussion and I said, now, Dr. Herzl, I said, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
I said, from the moment I put my finger on, or my hand on the back of your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
I said, did your listening increase? Did I have your attention more? And what do you think his answer was?
Well, I think you had his attention more, and he
yeah.
was more receptive to what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the doodling stops, not that he was doodling, but all of that, it's like the moment that you make that connection, the moment that you somehow
right.
touch, which I do with a handshake, mm-hmm. is when I believe the communication starts.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow in the middle, I guess, we lost it with that one patient. Let's see, do we have time? I'm looking here at the clock. Actually, we do. We have a couple minutes here, so we have time to take a caller. Ernest, you're on AM 1230 WYTS. Go ahead. What's your question?
I was calling about that. I got some extract that I need to be done.
Yes.
And I was wondering what kind of arrangement could you make on that? Would it be insurance purposes or what?
Oh, okay. You need a tooth or a couple teeth removed.
I want to extract all the bottom ones out.
Okay. What about the upper ones?
Some of them, you could. I would like for you to look at them and see what you think. And then I want a bridge made. I want some kind of, what kind of pavement would come through that, or how would I go out and do with it?
Oh, okay. All right, so you're looking for some idea of cost, because until you know what it's going to cost, you can't decide if you're able and ready to do it, correct?
Right, but I'm a supervisor on my job. I do pretty good, so.
Okay. Well, first of all, what I would recommend, Ernest, is that if you're coming to me, and you're welcome to, but if you're just looking for advice, is that you start off with an examination appointment, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that would include whatever x-rays seem indicated, and it sounds like it would be a full set for you.
Right.
And once we have those, then I'm better able to explain to you exactly what it will take,
uh-huh.
how long it will take,
uh-huh.
how many appointments it will take,
uh-huh.
how long each visit lasts, how many
right.
days or weeks between appointments that we have to wait, answer questions about, are you going to be tender, are you going to be able to speak, all of those things that, you know, today's show is about, which is making sure we've properly communicated with you. And once we have that plan, and of course we have to have a plan you're on board with,
right.
We go over the cost, we go over what's covered by insurance, what's not, we go over what we would expect from a patient as far as payment,
uh-huh.
and we'd like to think that we have all our bases covered. I can promise you that we must not, because it's not like we never have miscommunications and somebody doesn't remember what I said, or I maybe thought I said it and didn't, but, you know, when you say all your lower ones out, that worries me a bit, because
right.
lower teeth are pretty important, meaning lower dentures are kind of hard to wear.
Uh-huh.
So, would you be open to the idea of saving teeth if they were savable?
Yes, I would. I don't think these are savable, though.
You don't, and you might be right. You might be right.
Right.
And I do try to do what people come in for.
Right.
So, if you come in with a toothache, I'm not going to say, let's clean your teeth today.
Right.
I mean, that would be obvious.
Sounds good.
And if you come in and say, I want my lower teeth out, and all I and I don't think necessarily they need to go come out, but maybe they're so-so. You know, maybe a few years from now they would. I might just ask you to sign the chart that says, I explained to Ernest that we could save his teeth, and he asked that they still be removed, and if you sign the chart, you get what you want. How's that sound?
Right. Because I saw the bridge that you did with the guy with the gold in the front.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, something like that.
Oh, okay. Where we took his gold out and put the nice teeth, nice porcelain crowns in there?
Right over the covering, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I was interested in.
Well, you can, I don't often give my own phone number out over the air,
right.
But I can, I guess, today, since these, should I? It's up to me. Okay, just real quick, write it down, 262.
Okay, 262.
9588.
Okay.
And you can call the office maybe on Monday and they'll get you set up, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right, take care now. Now, we do have to go to a break. I do appreciate your call. I should have asked Ernest his guest on our question of the day. I always forget to do that. All right, so it is time for a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on AM 1230 WYTS. Today's show is about communicating, and we have in the studio with us Andrea the Diva Williams, and she, I actually should give out her bio because I realize now that I didn't do that. Andrea is an entertainment and media professional with over 18 years of experience in Columbus and Dayton. Most recently, she was the midday host and music director at WXMG Magic 98.9, Columbus's R&B and classic soul station. Magic listeners knew her as Columbus's only radio diva. Prior to the radio industry, Ms. Williams spent 11 years in management supporting the corporate efforts of Bank One, which of course is now Chase, and also credits Paradise Sound Productions for her entertainment, genesis, and development. Every day, she utilizes her skills from Paradise Sound Productions, Chase Bank, and Radio One to create a successful day for herself and anyone in the near vicinity. That would be me, of course, right?
Of course,
anyone. It's going to be a successful day. Even my producer's probably going to go out and have a wonderful day, aren't you, Tom? He's laughing. Anyway, with all that experience she gained, she now focuses on using communication to help others attain their goals. And she is a communication upgrade specialist. Now, after we finished and hung up with Ernest, Andrea mentioned to me that she had several questions for Ernest to try to help understand how he came to that conclusion. So, two things. If someone else calls, I will definitely give you an opportunity to kind of question them as well, because you would have insight that I don't. Right. And Ernest, if you're still listening and want to call back, she has a ton of questions for you. Anyway, 821-1230. And so, before I mentioned I was going to sprinkle some of these announcements throughout the day. So let me just do this real quick. We have the third annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic coming up August 15th. And we do raise money to the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. It's at Broadview Golf Course, which is in Pataskala. We had it there last year. A lot of great fun. They're very good to us there. Starts at noon. And it's a Saturday, by the way, August 15th. Two-person scramble costs $90 per team. We thought it'd be easier to come up with just a friend to play with than a foursome.
Yeah.
So we decided to just, you know, get your twosome, we'll put your twosome with another twosome, and we can all go out and have fun and raise some money. If you want to register, pretty soon you'll be able to go to dentallyspeaking.com, and there'll be a form there you can download, as well as my own website, which is drkvitko.com. I do want to thank some of our sponsors that are already on board. C.O. Bigelow has donated two spa packages, the Ultimate Package and the Night Out Package, Polaris Lifestyles, Family Fitness, 1 6-month membership. Polaris Magic Mountain has donated one family package, including pizza and drinks. And Columbus Crew Tickets, we have 6 crew tickets to give away. And we have 2 tickets to the Funny Bone Comedy Club of Easton. So, hey.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's starting to mount, and it's a good cause, and we do it in the name of Libby Turner, who's a patient of ours. So, definitely give us a call, go to the website, get signed up. We need golfers, and we need people that are going to help us with those prizes. Okay, now, I do need to give, let me just give out the question of the day again, because I meant to ask Ernest what it was. And or what his guess was, and we got to talking about extractions somehow. Anyway, according to Eat Health Forum, in a survey published this year, what percent of people do little, if any, preparation before visiting their doctor or dentist? All right? Because How can you expect to communicate with your doctor or dentist if you haven't come prepared to give him or her your symptoms, your ideas about what it is, your ancillary or let's call them side effect or side symptoms? Like, you know, one major one might be, I know that this hurts when I put cold water in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But a minor one might be that it hurts worse in the morning when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You haven't had anything cold to drink.
Right.
And the more information I can get from folks, in fact, I have a saying, the longer people talk, the easier my job gets.
I love that.
Yeah, because I don't have to be that smart. If I just sit there and listen, people tell me what to do. They
right.
don't know they've told me what to do, but I'm just sitting there and I'm going, okay, and when does it do this, and what makes it better, what makes it worse, and the more they talk, it's like, okay, I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're done. This is what you need.
Well, and you're diagnosing a problem or an issue, and that's the way communication works, too. So you have to get all of the information. And if you are a good listener, which you are, you know, you get it all in, and you actually don't have to ask that many questions.
Yeah, some people are a little shy, and you have to kind of drag it out of them. But and there's also this thing where people try to self-diagnose. That can be, you know, that's okay. It just takes a little longer.
Right.
Because they'll come in and they'll say, all of my teeth on this side hurt, and do you think I have, could I need, you know, 5 root canals or something? What I want to do is I'm going to pick up that story after this break,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to talk about, believe it or not, even though we're talking about communication, and the diva and I communicated, we had our own little miscommunication in the last week, which I have permission from her to talk about.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about just how easy it is to miscommunicate, even to people who think they do a pretty good job at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko and the Diva Williams, and we'll be right back.
So hear me when I'm saying,
you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS. And we have Andrea the Diva Williams in the studio with us. And she is talking about communications. And I think we talked about the definition of communications already.
Well, just a little bit.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and give me the definition of communications.
Well, traditionally, most people would define communication in two ways, either verbal or nonverbal. And I have just recently been expanding that to three different ways. There's verbal, which is the things that you say to people and the things that people say to you. There is nonverbal, what your body language says, yes, and what your energy says, absolutely. And then there's mental. There's mental communication that you only have with yourself. It's the communication that nobody knows what you're thinking in your head, but only you. But because you're having this conversation with yourself, it can change the outcome of a situation or a perception, and it can really influence your thoughts and feelings down the road. So, three different types of communication.
Well, I like to talk to people face to face.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best way.
Right.
I think that telephone conversations can be misconstrued because you don't see that body language. Like when she was talking, I just kind of gave her this awful body language, and that's why she laughed a little bit, because it changed. It didn't look like I was interested in what you were saying. All of a sudden, I was just playing around.
Well, you turned into you turned into a 12-year-old. Like,
yeah, and then emails, I believe, are very easily misunderstood.
Yes.
That's assuming they reached. Let's assume that they reached the person or they got your email, because you can't hear the voice inflection. So to me, that's the next level down. You have face-to-face is the best. You agree?
I agree.
Telephone maybe is next?
Yes.
Okay. And then from written in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
What about texting? Is that in there anywhere?
That's right there with written, but it's like a lower form of written, I believe, because texting is just really difficult to explain your voice inflection, as you were saying, and seeing the body language of somebody. It's really easy to misconstrue what somebody has sent through a text.
Yeah, I wrote about a 3-page email once to a service center who was working on my RV. And it detailed everything that I needed them to do,
mm-hmm.
and thanked them for all their hard work. I even went on to say something like the service tech was trying his best, and he seemed like a good guy, and he was doing good with what he had, but that he seemed overworked, like he needed some help. Right. Essentially, I'm talking to the owner at this point, or mm-hmm. the management. And the next time I saw that gentleman, the service guy, he was angry at me. He said I threw him under the bus.
Oh, what happened?
Well, there was one sentence, apparently, in this three-page letter uh-huh. that he felt was derogatory, and when I read it aloud to him, he goes, oh, okay, it didn't come
yeah,
across that way.
Yeah.
Because after all, I'm talking about things that need fixed, and I'm saying, Tony's a good guy, he's trying hard,
uh-huh.
but we're still not, these things still aren't done, and
right.
you know, maybe he needs some help, was my attempt.
Right.
Instead, he thought I'd thrown him under the bus, and I didn't. I didn't
yeah.
think I had.
Yeah.
Now, then what about how does communication relate to our health and well-being?
Well, you know, it's huge. First of all, we need to consider ourselves to be a partner with anyone that we share knowledge with about our bodies. And you are my partner, Dr. Kvitko. I should consider you that way. And as a result, we are a team. And so that means that we need to communicate clearly, openly, and if we could toss aside the fears, that'd be great. But when it comes to health and well-being, if you don't communicate maybe a couple little things that you've been feeling, then the doctor or the dentist gets the wrong conclusion or will come to the wrong conclusion. So it's really important that you give details. Details are very important. So when it comes to your health and well-being, you have to give all of the information that you have yourself, all of the knowledge that you have yourself, and pass it on to the expert, to the professional, so that they can make a good synopsis of what's going on with you. Because I'm that person that you were talking about before. I'm the one who will diagnose myself in a minute.
Well, sometimes it's helpful. I'm not discouraging people. It just when someone tells me that all of the teeth on their upper right, for example, hurt,
mm-hmm.
what that tells me is they probably have sinus inflammation or mm-hmm. sinus infection.
Yeah.
Because pressure in your sinuses on one side pushes those teeth down ever so slightly
right.
by a micron or two,
right.
makes them hit sooner.
Mm-hmm.
When they hit sooner, they get sore.
See, who would know that? You have to talk to a professional to know that, and you have to say, this is what's happening to me.
Right.
Right, and that's very important.
And what will happen is they'll think they need five root canals, and they're afraid of the dentist to begin with, and they think, I'm not going, he's going to do five root canals, so I can live with this.
Right.
When really I would have, I would probably have taken a panoramic x-ray mm-hmm. to see if I can see cloudiness in their sinus, and I would, even if I don't, I'll say, you know what, let's try a week's worth of antibiotics. If it goes away, it was your sinus.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, we'll have to search elsewhere. And sometimes the physicians will send people to me who they don't know if it's sinus or teeth. You know,
right.
it works both ways. Sometimes I'll send right. the patients to the physician and vice versa. Now, let's talk about... I said we were going to talk about our own little miscommunication.
Let's get to that.
In preparing for this show, I sent Diva an email. And basically, I do this with all of my guests, and don't get us wrong, she did communicate, we communicated through my office manager, but I sent her one personally, and I didn't hear, and so I called her yesterday, and asked her my questions on a voicemail, left a voicemail, and then I got an answer back, and by the way, I was at the hooding ceremony, which is why it went to voicemail.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could have answered it in person, but I didn't. In fact, I almost did. My daughter looked at me like, you're not really going to answer this.
Right, right.
So
I would have done the same
and
thing.
And I think my wife would have probably smacked me, too. But anyway, and I could tell by your answer that something was wrong, that mm-hmm. there was something in my email that you hadn't read.
Right.
And the only way I knew that I hadn't communicated with you was... Your answer to my voicemail. Well, guess what happened? David didn't get my email. I don't know why.
I don't know why. It's a query that it will probably be sitting there when I check my email this morning.
Yeah, it's probably there. And so that's one reason why I think emails are bad, because you don't know if it's actually been received.
Right.
Unless you're both in the same service, like mm-hmm. two AOL customers can look and see mm-hmm. when it was read. But we get a lot of people emailing these days. We get a lot of people, you know, contacting us through the website, which I also did.
Right.
And then, unbeknownst to me, they're angry because they haven't gotten an answer. I assume we got their email.
Yes.
So what would you say to somebody in a case like that? If, let's say, you send an email, you're busy at work, and you say you send an email to your dentist that says, hey, I need an appointment next Wednesday at 2, or any Wednesday at 2 is good for me. Can you please let me know? And you don't hear after, I don't know. How long should they wait, and what should they do?
I think you should wait just one day.
Okay.
One day. And actually, one day is too long, depending upon the type of business or the issue that you may have, you may be worrying about. Again, talking face-to-face or phone really is the best way, especially if you have an issue, a medical issue, mm-hmm. a health issue. I say don't even wait. I say I haven't heard anything. I am very demanding, and it has nothing to do with being a diva. It just has everything to do with I expect to get things when I expect to get them, which was yesterday.
Right.
I will call 2 hours later and say, hey, did you get that email?
Yes, I'm kind of like that too. So what you're saying is, listeners, potential patients, you should not jump to the conclusion that your doctor doesn't care or your doctor's too busy right. for you and automatically go elsewhere. You should say, I wonder if they didn't get it.
Right. And simply just follow up.
Okay.
A wonderful thing that you can do for yourself, your own stress level, and you can do for the doctor, the dentist, and the nurses, everyone in the vicinity, is just follow up. And follow up within a fair, decent amount of time. There's nothing wrong with following up. It's a good thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. I think that's great advice. We are going to go to another break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS. We'll be right back.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm joined in the studio today with the diva, Andrea the Diva Williams. She is a communications specialist, former DJ at Magic 98.9, and we're talking about communication. If you would like to reach the diva, you can go to her website called thedivasite.com.
And that's S-I-T-E.
Oh, okay. So
several ways to spell site. And people sometimes wonder about it. And some people don't know how to spell it all. So it's thedivasite.com. The
yeah,
Diva Site.
That's very good of you to give that, because I guess I would have miscommunicated, because there is more than one site. And okay, well, thanks for that. And I went to your site, by the way. It's a great picture. And there's a couple questions I have for you. But
yeah,
before I do, you have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
And it kind of lights up a room. And I want to ask you, am I right that is it's helpful to you in your business to have a great smile?
It is. And in fact, before I left Bank One / now Chase, I thought, what am I going to spend the rest of this? What do I really want to get done? Let's just say I go into a space where I don't have health insurance. What do I really need to get done? And my teeth were fine at that point. And I thought, let's invest in my smile. Let's do that. And I don't really talk about it that often. Really haven't admitted it to anybody. But I'm going to do it on your show because you're so special to me. I did get teeth whitening. I had my teeth whitened, and it was only out on the market for a year.
Okay.
And I did that, but I consider my smile to be my best and greatest asset.
And others that you coach, would you include the fact that if you're going to be able to communicate, if you're going to be accepted in public, that your smile is important?
Smile is, exceptionally important. I mean, you know, there is a difference between when you're smiling and you're not smiling.
Yes.
You're saying something for sure. So even if you're not a smiler, you don't, I don't want to smile. Even in talking, we can still see your teeth.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know if you have problems with your teeth, I would just encourage you to try to do what you can to get them repaired or fixed, because your teeth is connected to your confidence.
And smiling out loud, there is such a thing. And you're smiling out loud. I see every tooth right now.
Yeah.
But there are people that smile kind of quietly.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They don't want their teeth to show. They kind of put their hand up or something. So
yeah.
if someone were to hire you to coach them to be a better communicator,
mm-hmm.
and they had rotten teeth, mm-hmm. would you consider saying, hey, you know what, I think you really need to get your smile fixed?
Well, one of the things that I can do, because I am a life coach, is be honest with people. And I will tell you exactly what I think. And I won't tell you in a harsh tone or manner. But we'll have that brief conversation so that you can put that on your list of things to do or work towards or whatever the case may be. But sometimes it's really obvious that the teeth is a problem for people. I back in the day, I used to know somebody who would talk with their hand in front of their mouth. Why are you doing that? Because her teeth were all rotted out, and she did not feel comfortable and confident to take her hand away from her mouth and actually speak so people could see her teeth. And the worst thing about it was I read lips, too. So I was like, you're killing me. Yeah. You're killing me.
That's funny. Let's go to another break. I have a couple very important questions for you. When we come back, we want to talk about how do we fix our communications flaws.
Yeah.
And then if there's time, we'll talk about communication versus fears. All right? All right. When we come back, we'll get Diva's answers to those two questions. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS.
Do you make me smile? Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm here with Andrea Diva Williams. Andrea the Diva Williams.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. There's only one diva, right?
Well, yes, in my mind. But it is a shared responsibility.
When you, one of the things you do is you host events. So you're not only a communications or life coach, but you also are a host. So if someone is holding an event and they would like to hire you, they go to the Diva site, SITE.com, and they can hire you that way. They can send you an email that says, I have this event.
Absolutely.
And I actually met Andrea for the first time at an event, and I discovered that you can sing.
I can sing.
And I think that's so cool. I wish I could sing. Can you sing a few bars? Do you know any songs that, I mean, not to put you on the spot, but...
Let's see. Well, I just love that Hall & Oates
okay.
that you played, came
okay.
out of earlier. It's a smile. Oh, won't you smile without me, Sarah?
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
It's a little early in the morning, so
no,
I'm still
great.
Like a little gravelly, but...
I got a live performance by the diva. How about that? Well, thank you so much. No, I wish I could sing, but I can't. I do watch American Idol, and you have a new appreciation for people that can do that.
See, yeah.
Okay, before we... And we are getting to the end of the show. Maybe we'll have to have you back another day. Can we
do
that?
I would love to come back.
Okay, that's going to be on tape now.
I got to tell you, because I think, teeth are sexy, and they're taken care of.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, I ask people that a lot of times. Would you be with her if she had snaggle teeth? And the answer is always no.
That's the word of the day, snaggle teeth.
I think one of the most important questions I can ask you today is, how do we fix our communication flaws?
Double check. Do all of the follow-up work. If you've sent an email, send another. If you've sent an email, make a phone call. If you've made a phone call, send an email. If you have talked to someone face-to-face, send a text to verify. Verification is very important. We should always verify everything. So if you are afraid that a communication problem might occur, verification and follow-up is very important.
Okay.
So number one, that is the thing. And so you can verify in a variety of ways through phone, texting, messaging, calling, face-to-face. I would always say, don't just do one form of communication. Do three.
Okay. I just remembered I need to give out the answer to today's question of the day. The show has just flown by, and I do want to have you back. We had a couple emailed guesses. I'll just give those out real quick. Arnold guessed 80%, Sketch 90%, and Joy 55%. The answer to our question is 65% of people do not go to their doctor or dentist prepared with the appropriate questions and comments, which means only about 35% are really taking responsibility for their own health care.
Mm-hmm.
So, people, you need to do better. Now, if you go to your doctor, this is something coming from me, I certainly want your comment on it,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people are afraid to, quote, complain. They think that it's going to come across as complaining if they voice a concern.
Mm-hmm.
And at my office, if you ask anyone that works for me, what is a complaint? They will answer, it is a compliment temporarily spelled wrong.
I love that.
Okay, because we don't know if we have a problem until you tell us.
Mm-hmm.
There's communication there, right?
Right.
And I feel like if you've taken time out of your day to email or call in with what you feel is a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling me that you care enough about coming to my office
mm-hmm.
that you just want us to fix this one little problem and
right.
you'll keep coming.
Feedback is important. Everyone from child to adult needs feedback for everything. Good, the bad, the ugly.
Right. Very good. And I really appreciate you being on the show. We will have you back, and maybe next time you can get a whole song for me or something. Now that you won't be put on the spot, you'll have some advance warning. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Have a great day. Congratulations again to my daughter, Heather Kavitko-White, and all of the other graduates at OSU. I'll be out there at the shoe later. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 9:00.